Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter. What did we learn on the Plan B Morning Show today?
As always, what we learned on the show, sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. All right, let's see. What did we learn, Hunter?
Hey, you know what? Real quick, I'm going to put this out there because this is just kind of new. Kim Jong-un in critical condition following surgery. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not. Why would you do that now?
I'm sorry. It was recent, and I had to put it out there. Bill says to do that.
Boss man Bill says to do that. This would have been great information like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. See, usually we have the ticker. You know, in the studio, we got, you know, the news going with the ticker, and we don't have that now. So,
okay.
There you go. What else did we learn, Brock? Sorry.
All right, so we'll start with that Kim Jong-un is clinging to life. We learned that if you're going to punch someone, you had to yell, boom, 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 here comes the boom.
The boomer, man. I love it.
Fantastic. I cannot wait. I just saved the audio clip, and all it says is Smith boom. That's all it says. That's what I saved it as.
You got boomed.
Boomed. You got boomed and whammed.
We also learned that you love American Idol for some god-awful reason.
The one time you remember what we talked about on the show today. Wait a minute.
I don't remember anything, I remember that. I remember that, you big pussy. God.
You know what?
Get something cooler.
No, I love it. Don't you judge me. I hope you choke on some sushi. That's what I hope. Yeah.
People are talking about Ozark and all these cool shows that are on, and you're like, yeah, American Idol, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to be me, and I don't care what you say.
Singing and dancing.
you sissy. You got your little tap dance shoes on. Why don't you tap dance on?
Give me your man card.
And the last thing we learned is that I'm a dirty cheater, at least in Kiki's dreams anyway.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to deal with that today.
I know. I'm just waiting. She was sharpening a knife earlier when I went into the kitchen, so we'll see what that's
It's because you cheated on Kiki with a 18-year-old female DJ that has a kid.
A club DJ. Look, out of all the easy chicks out there, let's be honest, an 18-year-old club DJ with a kid is you know. Why did it have to be 18? That does make it seem creepy for me.
Yeah, like, you are a little creepy with that.
I get that, but like I'm at almost 34 now. Basically, like, I think the lowest I can go is like 25 without it being too weird, you know?
Yeah, you think about it, man. You know, you tour all the clubs in America. But you guys get in a van.
You
can put your turntables in the van and just tour, you know?
Me and you and a dog named Boo DJing across this great big land. All right, let's get the hell out of here, for God's sakes. That's what we learned on the show, sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. Stay tuned. Hunter's in. We got the best of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call. And I swear,
maybe
Kate,
she was the one. Maybe it was her. Was she ever a DJ?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That sucks.
Anyway, but I would not cheat on her. Absolutely not. Kiki, yes. Kate Upton, no.
God. You're a terrible husband.
Hey, we'll see you guys later.